Want to ace your life? Well, you've come to the right spot. Welcome to the podcast for Pinoying Life with me, your host, Dina, with a brand new episode every Thursday launching at 6 a.m. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast for Pinoying Life, and I officially have my very first in-house studio podcast guest. Christina with a K-R-Y. Do people comment on that?
All the time. And I had to name my first very differently spelled just so that I wasn't the only one in my family.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So she's Mackenzie with an M-A-K.
I've seen that.
Yeah, but you can't even like go to places and get anything with her name. Everything has to be personalized, which always I had to.
Okay, I get that.
So it's different, but it's not uncommon.
Okay. So not as uncommon
as K-R-Y.
But I like the K-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually supposed to be Nicole. My mom was going back and forth whether it was going to be Nicole Christina or Christina Nicole, but there was a lot of Nicoles.
I see the Nicole.
Yeah?
I see, like, if we are looking here, do we not see a Nicole? We're going to have to put, like, a poll up for you.
It's the middle name.
Okay, so Christina Nicole.
Yes.
So, obviously, she's above me working out right now. I'm going to share, obviously, her Instagram handle and all that jazz. But what we like to do here on the podcast, before we get started, any guest, I'm going to ask you random questions.
Okay.
And it is purposely to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But also, so we get to know you.
Okay.
So, first question I love, what is your favorite color and why?
Okay, so I have two.
That's fine.
Pink and black have always been my favorite colors.
Interesting. Okay.
Pink and black.
Why pink and black?
I don't know. I just always like them. Black, obvious. I always wear black. Black goes with everything.
I have leggings on.
That was a stretch. That was a really good stretch.
We didn't see my slippers. Okay.
I don't know. Hot pink. Hot pink and black I always liked. Right after high school, I had a black Subaru WRX.
Oh,
stick
okay.
shift.
Oh, bougie.
Yes. Okay. And I had like everything was pink. I had a pink underglow kit. Like this was back in like 2004.
What is that? Is that under the car?
Lights? Yeah, the lights under the car are pink.
Stop.
Everything was pink and black.
Was it expensive?
I used to have a guy that used to do it for me, so I used to just pay cost.
So my fear is that underglow. Right?
Yeah, underglow kit.
I would hit a...
I did, like, break the tubes. Yeah. Because my car was low.
Okay, what's the speed hump? Speed humps?
Speed bumps.
Speed bumps.
Words are hard.
Speed bumps. Like, I would be like, and that's it, game over.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My friend who taught me how to drive stick shift, he had a Hyundai Tiburon, and his was lowered. And I...
Tiburon?
Yeah, it was like a white Hyundai Tiburon.
My sister had that car.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, and when he taught me how to drive stick, we would like go back, like behind, kind of Picatinny. And I would always hit things and I felt really bad because it was so low. But I learned.
Okay. I'm appreciating every car I've owned except for the SUVs I drive now were stick shift. I felt more empowered. I don't know.
And in control?
Yeah. Right? Also, I was told, I don't know if this is real or not, you save your brakes?
I don't know. And I heard that you save gas because you were in neutral a lot. But I don't believe that either.
I don't think the gas part. But I was told save your brakes. I don't know if that's true, though.
I don't know. I only had the one stick shift car.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we're riding dirty over here.
Oh, we were riding dirty, yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. I actually cried when I had to get rid of that car. I'm not kidding. So...
The Subarus last a long time.
Forever.
Okay.
And they're great in the snow. I had to get rid of that, like, when Bill and I think we had gotten married already. And we were like, we're going to have kids. You can't be driving around these kids in this car.
Why?
Because it's like a race car.
But, I mean, you could still have, let me move my stuff over here. You could still have, like, a mom car. I don't feel like.
I bought a Jeep.
The Wrangler?
It was a Grand Cherokee.
I had that.
I loved it.
Yes.
But I remember he had been working, and he called me, and he's like, we can go do the swap right now, because I was trading it in. So I'm like, okay. And I drove there, and I cried. And I sat down in the dealership, and I put the keys down. I just started crying, and the guy's like, is everything okay? And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, she'll be fine. I was so attached to that.
I hope you got good money for that. It's a Subaru.
I did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We did. We got good money for that.
All right.
And then I had my Jeep forever until I had my third, and I had to upgrade to my big truck.
I think it's so funny you just said that. My husband and I were talking. Like, I can't have kids anymore. I got my tubes removed.
Me too.
Me
too.
But I was like, he's like, well, what? Like, if we could have a third, obviously, like, space and all, I don't want to deal with space and stuff. But I was like, I don't want to get a new car.
I know.
Because you have to get a new car, right?
I mean, I could have put three in the back of the Jeep, but it would have been tight.
So the only thing is, does the Cherokee have, like, the hooks in the middle? Or would you have to put, like, a kid with a seatbelt in the middle?
Oh, I don't know.
We are so on the, like, random topics.
I know. I don't know. It goes, we just go off tangent.
It goes from, like, when you're younger to mom talk. So, wait, we started with the color.
The color.
But it was the color that led us to
the
this.
Car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See?
All right. We'll get into car talks. All right. Loving the black and the pink. I wear black all the time. I've always felt, I don't know, did you watch the interview with Nicole Modick, Kale Junkie?
No.
Okay, so she.
Oh, your podcast.
Yes. So I was talking to her about this, and she said, too, like, I think that either my makeup or my jewelry or shoes should be the pop of color.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I focus on really
yeah,
too
I don't,
much of your outfit.
And then I feel like, because I am pale. Like, I am pale white. Like, I don't know how this Italian, Puerto Rican, well, Irish too. I don't know what happened. We are, like, bare white. Mm-hmm. So when I wear certain colors, I feel it doesn't, I don't know, I look ill.
Really? It, like, drowns you out?
Yeah, I look okay. Sick or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like black just goes with everything. And then you can dress it up. But I also feel, so I have, fun fact, I don't wear jeans ever.
No?
Never. I don't have a pair of jeans. I think I wore jeans once in the past, like, 10 years. Nothing fits me right. But I have, like, 30 pairs of black leggings.
Do you think, hold on, I'm gonna have to edit this. Because it's, like, covering my whole face. Do you think it's because you haven't found, like, the perfect fit?
I don't feel like there is a perfect fit for me.
Okay.
I don't know. I've seen a couple, like, fit jeans, they're called, because I feel like my waist to lower region is a little off. So they're either too tight in the waist or too tight in the bottom, or, you know, it just doesn't work.
I do have favorites. J. Crew, I love their jeans because they're, like, a buttery, soft
more
cotton.
More like a jegging?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, do you want to know one of my favorite pairs? From Pink Lily.
Really?
Yes. They're the lighter wash, which okay. I would normally, I don't, again, skin tone. I don't do the white wash. They're the white wash. They have, like, frills on the bottom.
Okay.
I don't know why, but.
You like them?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have to try it, I guess.
But I'm usually, like, a dark wash, like, because I want to look.
If I were to wear jeans, I would do in the middle.
Okay. I
don't think I'd do light.
Wait, growing up, did you have Abercrombie, like, the shredded ones?
Yes, and they came up, like, on your hip bones, they laid. Like, you couldn't sit down.
Because it was Britney Spears' time where, like, literally.
With the snake.
This is, like.
That kind.
This is so inappropriate. But, like.
Yeah.
If you had ever had a C-section, I didn't. Your C-section scar would be like 5 inches above where the pants were.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then I think about if I were to wear those today, the muffin top would like fold over. It would be a full blown.
I'm all about the high waisted
cupcake. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to hold in the mommy belly.
Yeah. High waisted.
So from black and pink Subaru to Jeep Cherokees to high waisted
muffin tops.
Muffin tops. I love this chat. All right, so obviously we dipped our toe into mom talk, and then we're going to get into the fitness and the hair, because you have a plethora of things going on, and then we'll talk bananas too, since how we connected.
Which we did connect through that.
I know.
But we've been connected.
Yeah.
You, like, had the picture of me when I sent you the text.
Oh, my God.
You had
God,
the picture
God.
Of me right. from 2000.
Okay, we got to go there. We got to go there, because this is not what I'm thinking. So we were in a Gonanas brand ambassador meeting, and we were all typing in, like, where are you from? So we both put New Jersey, and then we delved into, like, our town that we live in. For stalkers, we're not going to share that, please. I'm always, like, safety first.
Yeah.
Safety first.
Yeah.
We'll ignore that. That's fine. So all of a sudden, we're like, oh, my God, we, like, live in the same town. That is insane. That's crazy. And then the weird thing was we started talking more about like things and like, here we go, Jerseylicious. Now, what year? 2011, you said, right?
2011. Yes.
Right? Okay. So in 2011.
2012-ish.
There was a show called Jerseylicious that happened to launch kind of, I guess a younger version of Housewives, if you could call it that. Yeah, it was
more
that.
Like a hairdressing show.
That's right. So hairdressing, all that jazz. And I happened to be, wait, was it at the Fashion to Passion fashion show? Or no.
Was it the Passion? It was at the Venetian.
Yes. So this was another fashion show that I happened to be at. Christina was at, and I was taking pictures, and I literally, she shared the photo.
Well, because I was listening to your podcast on one of my walks, and you start talking about these fashion shows. I'm like, wait a second, I went to two fashion shows. I wonder if you, well, I went to the fashion show, and then I went to the premiere for the Glam Fairy, because I was friends with the one girl from the show that did the spinoff.
Wait.
That's how I went to all these things.
The original? I didn't go to that one.
The Glam Fairy.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But yeah, so we went, and I found the picture and you sent it to me and said I took that picture.
Yeah, so
that's
like,
wild.
It's a picture of her on the red carpet posing and I see like my logo. I'm like, wait a second. So I quickly like, I guess I went on my Facebook or something and I'm like, yeah, I took that picture of you. So didn't even realize I was taking a picture of someone that I would meet in the future. Like, so again, 2011, here we are. Like, obviously we met in 2023. Is that when Godina or 2022?
Yeah, 2022.
Yeah. And then also kids going to the same school, so we connected on that.
Yeah, that's which is even crazy because our town is so big and there's the four elementary schools.
Yeah.
And we
happens have to be the one.
Kids at the same elementary school of the four.
So there's been this like full circle of events.
Yes. Crazy.
That's crazy. So Jerseylicious, oh my God, oh my God.
I loved that show. I was on that a couple of times as an extra. I was.
Which ones did you, do you remember?
I did the one at Anthony Roberts Salon when Philly like announced that he was on Playgirl.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes.
Was that real though? Was he really on?
Well, I could remember sitting there in Anthony's chair and he came in and he was saying it and like he looked at me, he's like, go out and come back and redo that. Like he thought that it was a joke and apparently it wasn't a joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay.
It was fun. I brought a couple of my girlfriends with me. We did. They were extras too. It was fun. We had a good time.
I did, the one I did was I got married. So we went. And this was kind of horrible in a way. You had to bring friends with you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So first day of takes, I brought friends with me and they did the trial, if you will.
Okay.
And Olivia did my makeup and Jackie was doing my hair.
Jackie, it's so funny because
Did you go to hair school with her?
No, but me and Jackie, like, semi-connected on Instagram. So, like, we always, like, we'll connect through Instagram.
Yeah.
But she wasn't, like, it was Brielle who I was friends with. I worked with her.
Stop.
Yeah.
She reached out to me not too long ago.
Yeah, me and her used to work together. I went to her Sweet 16.
Stop.
Crazy?
Wait, did you guys go to the same school?
Went to high school together, yeah.
Okay.
And then we worked together as assistants. And then she was on Jerseylicious. She invited me to the fashion show, and then she did the spinoff of Glam Fairy and invited me to the premiere at Teak in Hoboken.
Wait, what was the spinoff?
Glam Fairy.
Oh.
Yeah. And I went to Teak in Hoboken for the premiere party. It was fun. We had a good time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a good time.
In my head, I'm like, what's Jersey? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all right. We have a lot of tabs open right
now.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of tabs.
This is my life. If you look on my laptop, I actually have two different windows with full tabs open. It's a problem.
Yeah.
But that's how I kind of function and stay organized. So I don't
organized chaos.
Yes, but it works. It works.
It does.
So that's insane. Question though with Jerseylicious. Would you rate yourself, when I say a true Jersey girl, this is not like mocking it. Like, were you into the cheetah and animal prints?
Oh yeah. So my first car was a Pontiac Grand Am.
Okay.
And I had the cheetah steering wheel. I had the zebra, the seatbelt, everything. It was like, it was, the jewelry was zebra, everything.
Did you do those poofy boots they did?
No, I didn't like the boots.
Okay, because I had a cold quiz with that.
Oh my gosh, like the tight shirts with the vest over it. Did you ever remember that?
The belts.
Yes, the belts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think about.
And I used to tease my hair like crazy.
I had big hair. So naturally, I didn't have to, like, tease it. And I had curly hair, but then I dyed my hair so many times, I killed it. Mm. Like, I went every color wheel. I was, like, a dark brunette. I was red. A
dark red. So Tracy, who was on that show, had done dark red, and I reached out to her. She went to Artistic, I think, the school that I went to.
Okay.
And I had reached out to her, and I'm like, what is your formula? Like, I want this exact color. And she gave it to me. And I did it, and it was great. But it fades so quick.
I was going
to
say, red fades it so, washes it
was
out.
It was like a black cherry almost. It was dark. Okay. And I loved it. But I had to be tan because it washes you out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was good.
What about then, your nails? Did you do that
fan thing? Oh, I just have been doing French for 25 years.
But you didn't do that big...
No, I did not like that either. I did not like the big fan nails. No.
The boots, I never... First of all, I'm 5'4". Okay. So wearing those fluffy boots to me was like, I'm going to look 2'1". Like, we're going to be super short.
like misproportionate.
Yeah. And then I feel that there are times where I try boots on and if they're like too bulky, it makes me look bulkier up top. And I don't know. I just felt
I
like
this is why I don't wear jeans. I can't. They never fit right. So you're safe with leggings, black leggings.
But the boots and then the nails. I just
no the fan.
I couldn't.
I had a friend, one of my good friends, who I'm still really good friends with. She had those fan nails, and I would always be like, "Don't." And the bright pink for the French.
Oh yeah, no. I was still at home learning how to paint my nails, so we're. We tried last night. We did some.
It matches your shirt. Did you do that on purpose?
I did not. This is my Hot Mess Express Krista Horton shirt. My hair is falling out over here. I love it. Do you know Krista Horton is?
No.
Oh, okay. So she is an influencer. She is one of the realest of reels. And I say that because she don't care.
That's good. I like
that. Like, she just doesn't care.
I don't like people who have to be like. Fake. Accommodating and fake.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. Like, she legit will not have makeup on. She, like, talks about how, like, she's trying to lose weight. And up top, she's a little heavier. And I'm, like, here for it. I'm like, all right, let's put the realness out there. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
I like the realness. We were talking about the realness before we started.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't talk about everything. Obviously, you know, that would, if we talked about stuff like that.
It's controversial now.
That would have to be like a Patreon. Like, you pay for, you subscribe. You have to pay for those episodes.
Yeah.
Because you got to make money when you spill the tea, you know?
Yeah. Tea queen.
Yeah. That would actually be two moms spilling tea. That would be an episode like, no, that could be like a sub episode of 4.9 Life where it would be Patreon where you would have to pay for it.
Right.
So we would spill the tea if you paid for it. Let me know if that's something you want. Like, I know, listen, a lot of real mom talk, I'm here for it as well. So if you are into that, like, ooh, spill the tea, mom talk, and it's not like mom shaming, it's just letting your...
It's us saying what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
It's really what it is.
There is no sugarcoating here. Email me thequeenbuzz@gmail.com. We will set that up. And then we'll have to spill the tea. Like, I'm going to have to set up, like, a tea party, though.
Okay.
And we're going to have to get, like, those,
Those, like,
what are they called?
Sideways
facet?
Hats?
No, fasteners. Fasteners?
Your guess is good as mine.
Faster? Oh. Whatever. The little tea hats. And then we'll clink to start.
Okay.
And if someone steals my idea and you start a podcast, I'm going to know you were watching. So I'll come after you. # don't do it. And it'll be, like, spilling tea with... The moms, like mom. I'll come up with a name.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
We'll work on that. Okay. Mm. All right. Enough about that. All right. So, you have two things right now that I see represent you. Obviously mom represents you, but I see the fitness because every morning when I wake up, she's already awake. She's been up for like 5 hours.
What time do you get up?
5:30. I've been getting up.
I'm not up for. I get up at 4:37. My alarm goes off.
Wait, 4:37?
Okay, so I could never do straight times because 4:35 is too early and 4:40 is too late. So 4:37 it is, and it works. It works.
So I'm wondering, did you do that on purpose? Because 4 + 3 is 7, and then the 7, and then you have 14.
I didn't, but
okay.
Wow. Subconsciously, maybe I did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm very, okay, I was going to say this. I'm very connected to people, I feel like, through dates. I'm very with numbers and dates. Like, for example, I have two of my best mom friends that I've made through my kids. The one from preschool, her husband, and my mother-in-law are both September 18th. Oh. So, like, that's a connection. Then my other best friend that I made through the school that our kids go to, I almost said it.
Oh.
Nope, not doing it.
Sesame Street.
Yep, Sesame Street. her birthday is the same as my sister's, January 19th.
Oh, that's weird.
So I have, like, a lot of, like, I'll see, I was talking to my one friend about this yesterday, and I'm like, she's like, what is our date connection? I'm like, I don't know, when's your mom's birthday? When's your dad's birthday? When's his birthday? So,
yeah.
I'm connected through dates with a lot of people. Numbers are a big thing.
I'm in July is my birthday.
July what?
31st.
No.
That's new.
I don't know.
7 + 3 + 1.
7 + 3 + 1. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
Anything with 11 in your life?
11, no. November 17th is my mom's birthday.
Okay.
11.
Maybe. 28.
28. Nope.
Welcome to the math lesson.
Yes. My head's starting to hurt.
All right. So she gets up really early. Now, there, I want you to explain because I'm not sure. I don't know what this is. You're doing, is 75 hard?
I did it.
Okay, you
I
did it.
I completed it.
Third time. What is that? And then how does, where this fitness adventure come from?
So 75 hard was something that I started with my husband back in August of 2021. It was a month before my third turned two. And what it is it's five things that you do every day. You have to take a progress picture.
Oh, okay.
Every single day. And if you do not do one of these things, you don't have to share your progress picture. It's like, I keep it in an album on my phone. So what that does, and everything has like an extra meaning, not just like at face value. Like, it shows you that if you look at your picture from day one to day 20, every day you might not see something, but overall, from day 1 to 20, you're going to see a difference.
Oh.
So small changes. Like, there's a book I read by James Clear. It's called Atomic Habits, and he talks about this. He talks about how, like, little tiny things like atoms add up to a big thing. Like that, like a picture, right?
Okay, I'm here for it.
A gallon of water a day, which I always drink a lot of water. That wasn't hard for me.
I probably could do that.
Two workouts a day. So and they have to be 3 hours apart, and they have to be at least 45 minutes, and one must be outside, regardless of weather.
What if it's snowing?
You go outside and you do it. Like, I would just bring my spin bike onto the patio and do like 45 minutes.
Why is it? Because of the air or?
So the backstory to that would be that in your life, you're going to commit to things. And when you make a commitment, you have to follow through regardless of your circumstances.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is 75 days a long time?
No.
It's not. It's 10 and a half weeks. No. Like, and it just shows how, like, I mean, everybody has an excuse. It's wet, it's cold, it's rainy.
My excuse.
You know, no, but still, like, it's like, yeah, you know, with anything, like, you can, you know, whatever. But, so that's that. And then stick to a certain type of eating. So it says diet, and I hate that word because I feel like it puts such a stigma on, like, losing weight.
Love that.
And that's not what this is about. Like, people, I mean, I've met so many people through this journey, and this one guy that did it alongside online. I don't know where he lives, Maryland or something. He was like on this carnivore diet, and he would eat so much because he's trying to gain weight and he's trying to gain muscle. So, like,
to bulk?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is he skinny? Like a skinny guy?
Mm-mm. He was just trying to, like, cut, I guess, fat and, like, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But so it's just so many different things. But that, so the diet, and your diet includes no cheat meals and no alcohol.
I don't drink, so we're good with that.
Yeah, so that was another thing, like, drinking.
Like, no candy?
No. Like, no cheat meals. Like, whatever cheat meals to you.
What, can you?
Like, no pizza, no, like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't go to Five Guys.
Side note, I don't think, I had a friend who had a bad experience with Five Guys. They paid for their bill, they ate, and they left before, like, the food left before they left the restaurant.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Five Guys in years.
It was really greasy.
Mm, it is. That's probably why I haven't been there. And honestly, okay, and then the other thing, the last thing that you do is you read 5 pages of a personal development book. Nonfiction. It has to be nonfiction. So, like, I'm going to say my favorite books that I read, because I've done 75 hard, and then it includes, like, you can do the whole year. There's three other phases that are accompanying the 75 hard is like the boot camp. And then there's three other phases that are each 30 days. So you can do 75 days, go right into phase one, which is 30 days. It's a little confusing. There's a podcast. Okay. It's a whole big explanation. But pretty much phase three, the last one, to complete the whole year, you have to start 30 days prior to your start date.
Oh, so there's like
So it's a full markers. Year long. Yes, there's like a way that you do it. And it's a mental toughness, self-discipline type of challenge. Because really, like, it's on you to do all this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good because, and the reason how I even got into this, like I said, my husband had suggested doing it. We had seen a bunch of people doing it. It wasn't as big back then as it is now. Cause now like everybody starts January 3rd or January 1st. And then by like January 15th, it's like, there's many that aren't doing it. Cause you get the motivation in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there's things that come in. The kids get sick. This round, 3.5 weeks in, my son got the flu.
I remember.
I got the flu. Oh my God, everyone was my so daughter sick. Got the flu. And I was like.
So you still working out?
Yeah. The one day I didn't lift weights, I just did the spin bike inside and I did a 45-minute walk. I felt like garbage, but I'm like, you know what? Wow. It's that mental thing that I was just like. And the hardest part of doing it with the flu was getting the gallon of water down. Yeah.
If you miss a day, do you have to start all over?
Mm-hmm.
Back from day one. Okay.
All yeah. Right. So, I mean, realist. I was just talking to my husband about this the other day because we were talking about the whole thing. And I said to him how I think maybe if we were on the first round, I don't know. If we were on the first round of this and we never did it before, I'd be like, well, I'm only 3 weeks in. Maybe at this point, you know, I don't feel good. I'm not going to push myself. And in honest, like, I felt so good after I did it. I was sick for probably about 48 hours. But after that, I felt great.
So maybe it's that whole, like, building.
Yeah, like, I feel like if I would have sat on the couch and just did nothing, I would have taken a lot longer to recover.
Yeah, yeah.
I still ate my foods, and I eat pretty clean normally. It's just making sure I don't, you know, eat off the kids' plates when they don't finish their meal and, like, that kind of stuff.
I think it's more reverse. My kids are eating off my plate.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I feel literally the minute. So, like, coming home from work, I sit down, I have to either hide in a corner when I'm eating things, or if I have something on a plate, they're like, oh, can I have that? And I'm just like, here.
Oh, man.
Here you go.
See, I get, like, so bitter about eating my food. I'm like, come on. Literally, there's only so much that I eat. Like, you have 1,000 snacks. Stop taking my stuff.
I don't know if you ever saw, I did a video a long time ago. It was, you know, the ice cream cones, a little, like, ones, and there's like chocolate inside.
Oh, yep.
So I kept it in the wrapper and I put the wrapper up and I'm like,
oh yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I hide snacks. My husband, he eats everything in the house. I'm always like, where is this snack? Or like, I'll make protein balls. I make these protein balls.
Okay.
Two of my kids don't eat them. The one and my husband, like, I'll have one protein ball a day. Maybe two. Usually one. My husband eats 4 or 5 at a clip. I'm like,
oh,
come on.
That's a lot of protein.
Yeah, it's a lot of protein.
He's missing for a while. Yeah. He goes to a room.
It's crazy. Yeah, he eats a lot. He eats a lot of food. But we cook 90% of the time.
Oh, I mean, we're bad with that. We're trying to get better. I don't know if it's because, like, I'll come home from work and then it's just like mom mode. So I'm tired. And then my husband gets home and he gets home sometimes like 6. Like different hours.
Right.
So we're just like, okay. And I should cook more. We're working on it. We started planning meals and all this stuff. But I just feel there are times where I'm just like, I just want, like, quick fix, something easy. But then also, I'm finding more and more, I don't want certain foods. Like, I want healthier eats. I want, like, I used to love pizza. I'm like, I'm okay.
Well, see, that's the thing. So, like, after we finished this round of 75 hard, my husband had to start 2 days before me. He's, like, an overachiever. I'm like, can we just start when we're supposed to start? Like, whatever. So,
I love it.
I remember after, like, Good Friday, we always have pizza. And I had pizza, and it was good. But I'm just like,
ugh. Yeah.
It's amazing how when you eat super clean, and then you go back to eating, like, the chocolate or the pizza or the french fries or the fried stuff, it really does make you feel tired, lethargic, like, just drained. Like, you have more energy when you eat stuff that's better for you.
No, I agree. And I think that's why maybe like I had the pizza and I was just like, it didn't, not that it didn't taste good, but you know what I mean when I say it didn't taste good?
It didn't
like
satisfy it, you the way
yeah,
you
thought. Yeah. And I was like, and then I even had ice cream, which, what's it called? Tranquility Farms.
Oh, yeah. They have a good one. Oh, they have really good ice cream.
So right? good. Or, well, I got to stop saying places where we live.
I know where you're talking about, though, that other place. Yeah. They're really good.
And it's like, I had it. It was good, but I was like, I could have did without. Like, I didn't I didn't like need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go to the juice house and get, like, an acai bowl. Like, that.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I get so many comments past, like, oh, you're not going to eat that. You're not going to, oh, come on, just live a little. I'm like,
no, that's jelly. That's jellyfish people. I call them jellyfish. Those are people who are want it so bad and they don't want to be solo. Oh, I have to relaunch this. No, that's okay. They want it so bad, so they don't want to be solo. So they're like, what do you mean you're not going to eat it?
Yeah.
Like, get fat with me. I say that to my husband sometimes. I did it last night, I admit. I was just like, you're not going to have ice cream? Like, you're not going to eat it? Because I don't want that guilt alone. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel guilty alone. Yeah. And then for dinner one night, I had pizza. And he took some romaine from the fridge and, like, dipped it in, like, dressing. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
That was his dinner. And I'm sitting here like, okay. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go downstairs and work out.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
But, like, how did, like, fitness become... So, was it always a big part of your life? Because Jerseylicious, so, you know? Like,
I know. So, fitness, I used to be the type of person, my husband, when we met, he was very into fitness.
Okay.
And we would go to the gym together, and I would do, like, a spin class. Or I'd do the treadmill, and then I'd work out with him. And it wasn't like I was really getting much out of it. I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions and just showing up to, like, do something with him. And then it wasn't until... I became a mom.
Okay.
Really. And I felt like I had to control the controllable.
Okay.
Like, for me, it was like, I was working in the salon, but I had to cut my hours because my husband's job took priority. And it was where, you know, my main focus was being a mom. And if I couldn't go to work, I had to cancel clients. I had to be home for my kids if they were sick, you know. And then I'm like, all right, I'm like losing myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I need something for myself. And I was talking to my one girlfriend because I went to the CrossFit gym in the next town over for a while. I went there for a couple of years. But again, it was like with my husband's schedule all over the place and my priority was having to be at home, I couldn't commit to even one class a week sometimes. So now I'm paying for these classes that I'm not using. And over the years that we've been in our house, like, we collected so much workout equipment. We were in the basement. Then we moved into the garage. And it was when... the world shut down.
Oh, God.
That I was just like, well, we can't go to the gym. So this is going to be my push to... I left the CrossFit gym after that because I'm like, I can't. Like, they're closed anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
So we have a friend who's a contractor and he turned our... because me and my husband both have really big trucks that we can't really fit in the garage. So we turned our whole garage into a gym.
What did you... because, like, I wanted to do something like that. I told my husband, like, we have the Beachbody bike.
Oh, the mixed bike?
Yeah, and then we have some weights. We don't have, like, a full gym, but I wanted to turn the... because we don't park in the driveway because it's such a slope to go down. And I'm like, no, pain in the butt. And I have an SUV, and his car could fit in it, but I'm like, no. And I what do you do with the stuff in there? Because we have, like, so much stuff. Okay, so
that was the big thing. Like, we literally had to just clean out and get rid of a lot of stuff. And you realize, like, there's just so much. First of all, we had, I guess there was sheetrock there, but it wasn't a finished garage because the guy who used to live in the house before us, I guess, refinished cars or whatever. So he had, and I have a heater in the garage because of that, which is great. Because, so my garage is heated. I turn it on in the morning, like, right when I get up before I mix my pre-workout, put the TV on so that loads, put the heater on. So we kind of had a setup that we, like, were easier to work with.
Yeah.
But like I said, so we'll be in our house. We moved in 2008.
Okay.
So, and he was very into fitness and he would, you know, collect stuff over the years. And then, I mean, people are always selling stuff on Marketplace. So,
yeah. I was just talking about Marketplace.
We got a lot of stuff. And then my one girlfriend, she was like, why don't you try Beachbody? It has, like, all these programs you could do it. So I was like, all right. And then that was it. I started in October of 2020, and I haven't stopped.
I need to find...
Control the controllable.
I need to find that groove. I think motherhood is what... So after... After my son, I did... Did you ever hear Protein World?
No.
So I tend to always research. They're a UK-based protein supplement. Okay. And I like to go out of America because... Yes,
we were talking about
Yeah, what people don't understand is over there, they actually have, like, rules. Yeah, that you can't...
regulations?
Yeah, regulations. You can't put bad stuff in there. So they had this big yellow box, and it was... I forget what it was called, but basically there was everything in there for a month that would retrain your body to, like, no sugar, healthier eats, more fiber, more vegetables, right. Kind of like, I don't know if you've heard the Glucose Goddess.
No.
Love her. Jessie, I'm going to have to show you her book later. Uh-huh. And she has a podcast. It's insane. But after my first, I felt it was so hard to, like, kind of rebound. I did that and I lost all the baby weight and then some.
Right.
And then the first time I went to try mayonnaise, I was like,
it's crazy.
It was disgusting.
So my friend,
it was disgusting.
My girlfriend, who I do, she did her second round of 75 hard this time that I did my third. And we were just talking the other day, and that's what she said. Like, she feels like her taste for things are totally different when you don't have it.
Yeah.
And, like, it
is nauseating.
They're not good for you, this stuff. And that's the other thing that I just hate is, like, when I eat a certain way or whatever, it's like, I get like the, ugh, that must taste gross or that must be, and I'm like, it actually tastes really good and it makes you feel good. And then you realize when you go to eat the stuff that's full with chemicals, because that's really what it is.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, like, this is why there's so much autoimmune disease. This is why there's so much obesity. This is why, and that's like acceptable, which is weird, right? It's like acceptable to live on chemicals. But then when you eat real food, you're like looked at like, well, what's wrong with you?
Look, this is weird. So I wake up in the morning. I can't eat right away because I leave my house at 6. So I wait a little bit. I will get to work and I'll have my protein shake. Mm-hmm. I have like the Blend Jet.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to sponsor the show Blend Jet, thank you very much. I put a banana in it. I use my protein, my collagen. I'll have that. And I drink that really fast. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but it just goes really fast because it's good.
Whatever works.
Then I'll have an acai bowl.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever, they're at Walmart. It's Sambazone. It's the
same. Oh, the purple?
Yes.
They sell them at Costco too.
So it's this, I didn't know this when I went to the Juice House grand opening party recently.
Oh yes, I did see
they
that.
They use Sambazone acai.
Really?
So it's the same, I was like, why does it taste so good? I know this. Taste. Yes. So that'll be like, I have snacks. I don't have meals.
Okay.
And then like, 2 hours later, I'll have Greek yogurt with, like, some granola. And then when I get home, I figure dinner out. But, like, I was like, you're having Greek yogurt for lunch? Yes, I'm having Greek yogurt for lunch. Like, that's what I want to eat.
Yeah, eat your burger. And then you're going to feel like crap in about 20 minutes.
Like, I used to, eat everything and anything and pick and pick. But I'm finding now, after kid number two, and you have 3 kids. God bless you. This is the hardest one. This is the hardest I've ever had to work. And I grew up a cheerleader, a ballerina, a gymnast.
Well, it's our age, too. I'm telling you. Like, once you start
getting older, being 25 is hard.
It is very hard to be 25. Can you imagine when we're 30 how we're going to feel?
Oh, my God.
But for real, though, like, I just feel like, you know, even like this past week, we went away for a couple days. It is so hard. My husband says this all the time. It's very hard to eat out. It's very hard. Yeah. Because there's... Everything is fried. Everything is doused in oil and butter. It's very hard. Like, you have to specifically be like, can you make this plain? Because otherwise, it's just very heavy. But, you know, just being, like, not as strict and more lenient, being away and the holidays and stuff, like, it makes you feel like... And then in the mornings, I'm like, all right, well, I don't have to get in the 2 workouts. And, like, this is, like, that voice in my head, like...
But do you still do it, even though you don't have to?
I still do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I still do it. Yeah. Like today, after this, I'll probably go for a walk with my weighted vest.
Oh, then, and today, what is that, weighted? Oh, no, you have, okay.
I have a weighted vest. No, that's my coat.
She came in a vest. That's my coat. Listen, to each your own. I thought she came, you know, in a weighted vest. You know, for all I know, she has, like, ankle weights on, and she's currently, like,
I'm not lifting. Doing my leg like that, I'm telling you. You got good flexibility. That's the one thing I don't have is good flexibility.
I lost a lot of it, and that's why I started doing yoga again. I want to get back into, like, I miss the me.
That's why I started this, I'm telling you. Even if I have to get up early.
I'm trying.
I have to get up early.
Remember that one day I sent you, like, you're like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm awake. And then I'm like, oh, crap, I can't do
this. You sent me the picture on the bike.
Because it was like accountability.
Yeah. It's hard. It really is.
I feel like I'm a night owl, though. I do better. Well, getting up
so early, I'm like falling asleep at night. It's so funny because the other night my husband was home, we were watching a show, and he's like, wow, you're like a real human staying up past 9 o'clock. And I'm like, because I've been getting up at like 6:30 now. Like,
yeah.
I'm not getting up. Like, that extra hour and a half, 2 hours is huge.
It could do, and then I worry about that. Like, I know sleep is huge, and it's a big part of it. And I also think about, now not in a, not materialistic, that's not the word, not in a superficial way, but like, I want my skin to flourish. I want my skin to look good. And I'm always thinking about all these things.
But not only the sleep, but it's the food.
Yeah, that's the other.
If you eat crap, you feel like crap. You look like crap.
Yeah.
The water intake is huge. I always drink a lot of water. Plain water, too.
I do love plain water.
Yeah.
People think I'm insane about it.
Well, that's on 75 hard, you can't put anything in your water. It has to be a gallon of plain water.
Then I'm for. I could do that part.
Yeah.
I could check the box for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the hardest part would be for me is it wouldn't even be the food, because I've done something like for a month like this. I think it would be getting in the two exercises because
it's hard.
Of time.
Well, timing, and it has to be 3 hours apart.
I was going
to
ask you that. Like,
yeah, so a lot of people don't do that, and I don't know. I feel like I was talking to my girlfriend who did this with me. I'm like, I feel like when I do these programs and I see people who are just cutting corners, I'm like, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
You're missing the point.
Is it like, because that's when your metabolism is still high?
No, it's convenience is really what it is. Like, okay. It's inconvenient to, A, do two workouts that have to be 45 minutes. And it's inconvenient to wait for 3 hours in between. Like, there was days that, I'm telling you, like, my kids had sports that we had to be at a field at 10 o'clock.
Were you, like, running outside?
I was up at 3:30.
Oh.
I would get up at 3:30, make sure my first workout was done before 5, because then I have to go for my walk by 8. Because then we have to, like, leave my house by, like, 9:15. Like, it's calculating. And
do you have to do it in the morning, or could you start it?
You could do it at night.
Oh, so, like, if I got home from work
and
I start at 4, then the next one has to be at 7.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's when you end your workout.
Oh.
So, like, if
I... So, 8.
Yeah, so a lot of times what I always did in the morning was I always... My workout was always done by, like, 6:15, the first 45, the indoor.
Morning.
Yeah, my morning one was always done by, like, 6:15, because then I have to start the routine with the kids in the morning, and with my husband, who's straight nights, and even with him doing 75 hard, he would get home at 7:15 in the morning, and he would always do that indoor 45, or go for the walk for 45 minutes. So he would get off of his 12-hour shift, and he'd come home, and that's why there was so many times that, like, in my head, I'm like, you know, you go through it. 75 days, you go through a lot. Like, the sickness, the cold. That's why I do this in January, February, and March, because I hate the cold weather.
Yeah.
And I feel like it gets me, like, through, which it should be now.
Oh, warm. That's smart. Yeah.
It should be warm.
Yeah. No, we're having earthquakes.
Yeah, earthquakes, 20 degrees.
Can you imagine? Warm. Like, don't do it right now.
I did. Oh, can you? Aftershock for up to 7 days, they said.
So, I did not feel the second. No. Not the second one. The second one I felt, and then my son, the one that came at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I felt
the next
that one
day,
yesterday. I was getting up in the morning to go for a walk.
Did not.
I felt that one.
My son ran out of the room and woke my husband up, and I didn't feel. I guess I was like conked out. My daughter, she's an animal sleeper. But yeah.
Yeah, we were on our way home from Pennsylvania, and then we didn't feel the first one, but our phones were both blowing up.
Like, I didn't get the alert.
No, like, we got texts from so many people. Oh. Like, did you guys? And then I said to my husband, I go, I'm going to go on Facebook. And I go on Facebook, and it's like all the mom groups. Like, where were you? Like, Facebook is like.
Oh, please. The one thing that annoys me the most, and I'm sorry if you're one of these people. Ring neighborhood. You don't have to post everything on the Ring neighborhood. Like, if you see a cat walk by, please stop posting.
Lost cat.
Yeah.
This is everybody's cat.
Yeah. There's a dog walking by now. Look at the lady across the street eating a chip. Like, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
So many words.
Yeah, lots of words.
And then, like, literally, did you feel the earthquake? Did you feel it? Or, like, 50 of them. And I was like,
well, and then later that night, me and my daughters were out with one of her friends and the mom right up in Chili's, up at ITC.
Oh,
and didn't feel anything. My husband was at the range in Chester, and he calls me, and he's like, am I saying too many names?
No.
And he's like, I can't believe I just felt it again. And then my mom's calling me because she was with my son. And she's like, did you feel that? And I'm like, no, I didn't feel the second one. We were in a restaurant.
I did feel the second one that came. And this is funny because obviously we live in Jersey. I don't know how to like drill for these. I grabbed the kids and ran to like a door frame.
Oh, yes.
Like that's what you're supposed to do. And the second, my kids didn't understand what an earthquake, like they know what an earthquake, but they didn't know what it was. Right. The second one they got really upset about, which made me upset. So then you do like the ugly mom cry and you're like, you're okay. You're okay.
Everything's fine. Yeah. And then you feel like helpless. Like what would I do?
I prayed. I'm like, please don't do this overnight. Cause that'll mess me up. Like don't do this overnight.
Yeah.
That'll mess me up big time. Ugh. Rocking the world. So I'm loving this like fitness. Yeah. I think, yeah, deep breath. Get the motivation. I've been working out every other day right now. Trying to get it in also. Listen,
if you can only do 3 times a week, 30 minutes a day. Like
I want to do 5 though. I feel like that's my goal. 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And I do whether it's like weights or I'll ride the bike or I'll look up like dance fitness or something. Like just something like.
There's so many different outlets. And that's the other thing. So there's so many people who are like, I would never be able to do 75 hard because I can't work out twice a day. It's not intense workouts. It's like in the podcast that he puts out that explains.
Oh, you're following somebody's workout?
No. So I just do the Beachbody. No, but I'm saying like people will like write in. Okay. Like there's like these groups and they're like, well, I can't. But the guy who wrote the program and said, this is what you do. He's like, I have people who are 350 pounds that literally they're able to just stand there for 45 minutes and march in place. If that's what your fitness level is.
That's like, true. Why not?
It's tailored. Like, the only thing, like, there's just certain things you can't compromise. You have to drink a gallon of water. But your diet is to whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Lose weight, maintain weight, gain weight. Any workouts that you want, just has to be 45 minutes, and one of them has to be outside 3 hours apart. Read a book. Nonfiction, self, personal development type book. 10 pages at least a day.
Could you cold plunge outside?
No, so phase 1 and phase 3, actually, the 30 days, you have to do a 5-minute cold shower. And I can tell you, I have done phase 1.
It lasts a minute.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. And then, so I went on a girls trip to AC back in November. And there was just so much going on at that time. And I'm like,
you're screaming.
And I knew I was going to do 75 hard in January. So I'm like, you know what? We literally got home on a Sunday. And that Monday, I called my girlfriend and I'm like, there has just been a whirlwind of stuff that I feel like I'm out of control of. I'm starting phase 1. So I just did 30 days of phase 1. It got me through Thanksgiving. 5 days before Christmas, I was done. I felt like it was a good like jump start to going into 75 hard. But that 5-minute cold shower, there is nothing. And it's full cold. Like, you have to put it on the coldest, and you get in, and it's just like, I mean.
No. Oh, yeah. See, fully okay. Cold. Here's what I do.
I set the timer, and I put music on.
No,
wash my body.
I'll go in, and then at the end of the shower, because I'm already warm, I'll do the cold and I'll inch it. I can't just jump in.
Oh, no. Cold. I would just put it fully cold.
I'm going to throw
I'd
up.
Have the phone with the timer for 5 minutes. Oh, it was horrible. And it doesn't get easier.
No.
Like, there's people in, like, the 75 Hard Facebook groups that are like, I love the cold shower. And I'm like, for me personally, I don't find the benefit.
No.
I know it's good for your metabolism. It's good for your muscle recovery, your immunity. There's a lot of health benefits that are coming from it, but I feel like I could find health benefits elsewhere.
I would throw up. I literally would get in and throw up. Like, I can't.
The first minute is really bad.
I know I should be like, people are like, oh, stop it. People in the Titanic.
But see, this is another thing of like that mental talk.
Yeah.
You can do anything. You really can. If it was a life or death situation, you would do it.
Do you have to be fully submerged? Like, what if it's not like, you don't want to wet your hair?
I didn't.
First world problems.
You're looking too much into it. It's right. No, I wouldn't wash my hair. I'd wash my body. Okay. I'd shave my legs, which actually is really hard to shave your legs in ice cold water because you're getting goosebumps.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I really like cut myself.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, listen to music. And then once the 5 minutes hit, then I'd turn it over. And then I'd wash my hair. But I wash my hair like twice a week.
Yeah. All right. So now there's another part of you that obviously.
I'm like an onion. I have so many layers.
Well, I was saying that there's another part to you that obviously in your Instagram handle, it talks about hair.
Right.
So is this what you went to school for? Is this your baby? Is this your job? Like,
this is my job.
Okay.
I always knew I wanted to be a mom. And like, honestly, like I knew when I had kids, I wasn't going to go back full time. I never thought I was going to stay home full time, but it just worked out that way. After I had my first, I went back to the salon 2 days a week, but it was 2 different days because my husband would be with my daughter, And then I would be working. And that's hard because you need...
You would alternate?
I would alternate. Oof. It would be like Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Wednesday, Thursday next week. Oh. Thursday, Friday. So it was hard...
For clients.
People made it work, but I did lose a lot of people. And then when I had my second, I said, if I'm going to go back to the salon, I need to do one day a week. And it's got to be a consistent day. So I figured I'd do Thursday. And my second never took a bottle. And it was just so stressful. Yeah, never took a bottle. So I remember calling from the wax room, FaceTiming, and he was like home sleeping off at nights. He had to get up for court. And then I had like my mom and his mom were there. And he's like, this isn't working. Like she's crying. Nobody can feed her. So I remember leaving, going home, feeding her, coming back for a client. And I was just like, this isn't working. So we did sit down. Yeah. We talked about it. We had finished our basement when we had been pregnant with our second. And I knew going back one day a week, I wasn't going to have the flexibility. I could do like friends, family, and close clients at home. And that's what I do. I just do that. I have like the one chair salon that I just do friends, family, and close clients. And this is another fun fact. I don't know if you know this about me, but I've been a hairdresser for a funeral home since. No. Yes. Since.
What?
2009. Wait, I've been there 15 years.
Right now?
Right now.
So like you go and you do.
The deceased.
Dead people's hair?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yes.
What? Maybe that's why she wears black all the time.
I'm telling you.
Wait, are you not? You just opened up a whole new book.
That's like a fun fact about me. Not many people know that.
Like,
I don't advertise that on my Hair Prep Mom page.
Are you not?
Like, not anymore. I've been there for so long. 15 years.
All right, this is a question that everyone's going to ask. Have you ever experienced them like moving?
No.
Because you know how sometimes they're like, wait.
I know.
Like,
yeah, that's, by the time I'm with them,
they're already like embalmed everything, and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so are they laying down?
Yeah, so like where you would go in for a viewing, the last thing to get done is hair and makeup.
Do you do their makeup?
I don't do the makeup.
Okay.
My friend that works there, she does the makeup.
And like, how do you do their, because what I'm thinking is like when you are dyeing your hair or what if you don't have a lot of hair?
Oh,
like, do you have to wash it?
No, it's already done. But I have to tell you, there's a lot of...
I'm, like, so invested right now.
A lot of pictures that I get are from, like, 30, 40 years ago. So there's a lot that I'm like, okay.
Oh, they want you to match the hair from 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. Oh. Which, I mean, they understand, like, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to do, like, wigs or anything?
Yeah,
or?
Wigs. I do women, mostly. Okay. I've done men.
Yeah.
If a man has a specific style or if their hair is really long and needs to be cut, I'll cut it. But yeah. Yeah. So that honestly has been the best gig for me because it's nothing that I ever seeked out. My friend who is the owner, her family owns the place. She reached out to me and was just like, I need you to help me. Would you be willing to help? And I said, sure. If you're with me, because I'm a little, you know.
So for disclaimer, I don't think she's using her funeral hair supplies on regular people that you
no,
see.
No, I have my own kit there. My own kit.
Can
for
you imagine me like
that?
No, we don't discriminate.
No, you could just use the same brush. It's fine. I clean it in between.
Listen, the reason why I ask all these questions is because I am one who is like, I believe we have spirits all around us.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. and here's where, you know, some people are like, oh, we're not listening to anymore, you know, Jesus Christ, all that stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I would be the person that's like singing to them and talking to them while doing hair and makeup. That would be me. Like, how was your day? Like, I guess to soothe and calm myself, maybe? I don't know.
You know, it's not even weird for me anymore, though. And to be honest, like, my kids come with me when I need to, which is another convenience. Like, doing hair out of my house and doing, like, I was able to stay doing hair while still being a mom. And, like, my husband works overtime all the time. So, it's great because, like, I just bring...
I understand my sister's husband is in the same field as your husband, so I totally understand how they just love their jobs and they just work all the time.
Yeah.
I am still, though, like, I think this is the coolest thing ever. Like, there's a girl on TikTok, although she recently got slandered really bad for a whole other reason. She's a makeup artist.
Oh.
And she has a name. It's like, I forget her name. Something the mortician. And she
talks. Makeup is a lot more involved. Yeah. It's not like doing doing hair on somebody who's not alive anymore is...
I feel like it's hard, though, because they're laying down and you gotta get... Yeah, you really
only do this area right here. But, and it's, I mean, it's good. And it's great because, like...
I'm still, like, so shocked. So,
here's another fun fact.
There's
Long
more.
Long story short.
There's more.
My friend that reached out to me, who I work for the funeral home, her husband... I met Bill at her wedding. I met Bill at her wedding.
So you didn't even know each other?
No, me and Bill didn't know each other. Her husband and Bill worked together.
Okay.
So, this story. So it's cute. It's kind of like, you know, like...
Were you like... Did he do like the fish thing where he reels you in? Is that how it happens?
No, it's kind of like love at first sight. You know? Were you like one of those...
What song was it? Was it YMCA? Like, what song was playing?
No, we were standing outside. I can actually remember when I first met him. We were standing outside. Her wedding, you know, because her husband is a police officer and she is in the funeral business.
Yeah.
They had 500 people at their wedding. There was a lot. And believe it or not.
Woof.
We ended up outside. We were standing with a bunch of his coworkers, and he was standing next to me. And it was kind of like love at first sight. And I was there with my ex, and he had brought another girl. And
wow.
Yeah, and it just...
So how did you make that? Did you just like, here's my number?
No. So actually, I was in beauty school, and I had graduated from beauty school. I had a barbecue at my house. And the little boy next door broke his arm, and he came up to help, and he ended up leaving his med kit. And I said it was because you were so flabbergasted seeing me again. And then that was it. And then the one woman I worked with at the salon, her husband was a dispatcher, and we went out for drinks the one night after work, and I'm like, who's working in town? I don't want to get pulled over. Like, I wasn't drunk, but I'm like, you know, if it's one of the new guys, like, they might give me a hard time. And I guess her husband had asked, like... Oh, do you know so-and-so? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, can I get her number? And that was it. That's how it worked.
So and fly.
We dated through the summer. Like, we talked through the summer. It was the summer I was 21. So I was like, I don't want to be tied down.
Yeah.
Like, I was...
Oh, my God. You were so young.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a long time to get. How many years?
17. This month, April 21st, was the wedding that we met at.
Oh,
17
my God.
Years. But, yeah, so then now that's the woman that I work for her family. Her husband and Bill work together.
I am still over the moon about this just because I can say I know somebody who does this now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, it's stuff that you don't think of. Like, you need your hair done.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if God forbid something ever happened to me, I always tell my girl who does my hair.
Yeah.
Because when I go away, nobody wants to fill in for me. Like, nobody really wants to do that. Like, when I have... I'll ask my friends
who are... I'll try it. No,
I'm just kidding. You know, I'll ask them, you know, and I'm like, do you guys want to help? And they're like, no. But I always tell her, like, God forbid something happens, you better, like, man up and do my hair, because you know how it's done. Like, I don't want to go into the afterlife.
I want to be cremated. So, like, do I have to have my hair done?
If you have a viewing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just, like, a direct cremation, no. You don't need your hair done for that.
I feel that I would want to do a direct cremation, but I know people have to grieve.
Well, then you can have, like, your urn at a viewing.
I know, but you know how people, like, want to, like, touch your hand?
It is, and I think that's why I wasn't, like, reluctant when she asked me. I mean, I was like, I don't know about this. But then when I did it, and she's like, do you want to just do this for us? So they had a woman who was there, like, full-time for years. But she was older, and she would go away to Arizona every so often for, like, a month at a time.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get anybody to really do it. That was, like, doing it the way they wanted to. They're very particular, which is good, because I feel like when you go, like, I've been to a lot of viewings, and especially now doing this, I see different things.
Are you, like, examining, like, they did not do a good job with that hair?
Like, yes, it's very, you do become critical, because you're around it. But, yeah, it was... something that I never thought, and then she asked me, and then that woman ended up leaving to go live in Arizona with her mom. So I started in 2009, and I did filling in until 2016. I became full-time there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I think that's so cool. I think I was more, like, shocked when I was like,
what? Yeah, it's great, though, because it's something that, like I said, like, I could bring my kids, and they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're not...
I love this.
Well, I remember when that Disney movie Soul came out. And so many people were... It was, like, real controversial. They're like, we didn't realize there was so much death, and like my kids, and I'm like, my kids aren't really, they're kind of, it's like normal to them. Like they understand like that, you know, it's just a part of life.
Yeah. I'm just, I instantly went to my girl.
Oh yeah.
That's where I went.
Beta.
Yeah. Oh, that was her name. Yeah. That's where I was like.
Thomas J.
Oh, stop. I cry.
Oh yeah.
Every time. No. Yeah. No. I cry every time I see that. I don't do well. I'm also one of those people, see, like, this is where I think it would be bad. I wouldn't be able to do it. Mm-hmm. I go to wakes and I can't.
Go up.
I do, but I struggle because my eyes play tricks on me. I'm like, they're moving, and then so you know what's weird?
Like, I'm totally fine, obviously. Like, when I go to work and everything, I'm totally fine. And it's like an on-call thing. So I could be there 4 times in a week, or I could be there once in, you know, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's like as needed. But I, when I actually have to go to like a viewing for somebody that I know, I get really like nervous.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling.
I maybe because you know them versus you don't, so you don't know their story. That's where I would be talking and singing to them.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know your story. Like,
oh, maybe, they're not going to talk back. And if they do talk back, you're not staying in that then room very
there's
long.
That, I never saw the movie, but with Christina, is it Christina Ricci? No. It's on TikTok, and it's such a teaser because I want to see the movie. This guy, he's like a doctor, or he's, I don't know what he is, but he like injects her with something that it slows the breathing. You can't detect anything on her. And he's done this before where he literally like preps her for her wake.
Oh.
And he injects her with this stuff that
I
like.
I want to watch this now.
It's, oh, I know. So many people are yelling at me right now while they're listening. I've like, seen
oh,
it.
This is it.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok a couple times. And the boyfriend is like, no, she's not dead. You did something to her.
It's
and
a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. They only show clips of it. And she's laying there and she can't move. And she opens her eyes and she's like, what happened? And he's like, you're dead. And she's
that's
like,
so weird.
She's like, I don't understand. And he's talking to her and just saying, well, this is part of the afterlife. I'm walking you through it. I'm helping you through it. Like, she's legit alive, but he's numbed her and paralyzed her, whatever it is. And then she's there laying in the casket. The boyfriend is like hanging over her, and the doctor or whoever it is knows that she's like the medicine's wearing off.
Right.
So he's like trying to like move the boyfriend along, like hurry up. And then as soon as the boyfriend moves, she like moves her hand and opens her eyes, and he closed the casket. But then the boyfriend, I saw another clip where the boyfriend like digs her up and he like pulls her out, and you could see like she was alive. She was scraping at the walls, whatever it is. And then he injects him, and then it goes into the same process again. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's a little twisted. So that's why I'm like hoping that doesn't happen to you.
No.
I'm fully invested now in this whole voyage.
Yeah.
She's doing hair, fitness. Hair for the recently deceased.
Yes.
Do you have to wear like a certain thing when you do it? Because no. They're.
Nope.
No. You have to wear gloves though, right?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I wash my hands after I do it.
But... Kids, I'm coming home to me.
Yeah.
I'm taking this like somewhere else. I know some of you are like, stop it. Like, listen, I respect the dead.
Right.
I'm all for it.
Sometimes. It's good though. I do like. I feel like it's a good thing because it is like the last time that you'll see your loved one.
Yeah.
So
I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Hair is a huge thing. I'm telling you. Like, I wear sweat clothes every day. Back to the leggings. Wear the leggings every day. But like, I do my hair and makeup every day. And I was just saying this the other day to a girlfriend. Like, I'll go places and they're like, oh my God, your hair looks great. Or, oh my God. It takes me 10 minutes to do my hair and it takes me 5 minutes to put makeup on. Like, if I did not take 15 minutes out of my day, I'll get up 15 minutes earlier. Because, like, I feel like you have to look put together.
No, I agree. I agree.
I go to, like, Walmart on the regular. I'm obsessed with that new Walmart that they have. I'm there all the time.
Well, because it has everything.
It does. I'm there all the time. Like, sometimes
I got my vanity from.
Real? Oh, the one that you showed me?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Walmart. I love that Walmart. There's times that I'm driving, I'm on the phone with my mom, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm going towards Walmart. She's like, because you're there every day. Like,
yeah. They're going to ask you if you want a job soon.
But you walk in there. Oh, they see me. They're like, hey. I'm like, hey. But, I mean, just even walking around Walmart or anywhere, you go into the coffee shops, and I'm just like, do you have a mirror? Like, make yourself look somewhat presentable.
I feel like if I don't at least do mascara, I have to do my eyebrows and my mascara because I don't have any. Like, being a blonde, it's rough. If I don't put a little bit of blush on the mascara and the eyebrows, I don't feel, I don't know.
I feel like you're right out of bed.
Yeah. And even for work, I know that I have to put that time together. My husband's like, well, what do you get up so early for? I'm like, I have to fix my hair. I have to do my makeup. Like, these are steps that I have to do. Like, I would rather eat breakfast on the go than skip paint in the face.
Time management, too. I'm telling you, that's another big thing of 75 Hard. It teaches you great time management.
I'm really OCD and, like, with my organization, so I would be okay with that. It would be, I'm telling you, with the 75 Hard, what would be hard for me is that three-hour window and then outside.
You'd have to do one early before. You'd have to, for those 75.
But, I would have to break it up, right? Because it's not always the same time every day. I'm thinking, like, when I have off periods, I can, like, walk. Because it's, like, 55-minute period, so I can walk. But I don't always have the same off time.
Right.
So that's where it would flip.
Yeah. I did a lot of walks with my one girlfriend up in her neighborhood. We always walk.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not on program. But that's why I would always make sure that I would get in that first workout by like 6, 6:15.
Yeah.
Because I would drop my son off by 9, 8:55, 9. And then I'd go up to her house. So I'd have to start that second workout by like 9:15, that walk.
But would it be bad if I split it and it wasn't the true 3 hours?
Yeah, you have to do it. The way it's written, you got to do it.
She's making me do it by the book.
It really isn't for everybody. Yeah. It's just something, like, I feel like this was, my husband is very, like, he's the type that if you tell him he can't do something, he's like, watch me.
Okay.
And it's rubbed off. In the 17 years, it is rubbed off. Because he was the one who had originally said to me, like, we were on our way down to my cousin's Sweet 16, and he's like, you heard about this program? I'm like, yeah. He's like, we're going to start this tomorrow. And I'm like,
tomorrow?
Yeah, literally. It was August 19th. We started August 20th.
Jesus.
He's like, we're going to start this tomorrow. And I'm like, well, how about I just do one 45-minute work? Because again, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do two.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're doing it. And we're doing it the way it is. He's like, and if we make it halfway through, there's no way we're not going to finish it. And that was it. And now we do it all the time. Like, different things, different phases. And that's the thing, like I said, like, with his schedule and him being on straight nights and coaching every single sport that the kids play, which is everything and anything. Like, I'm like, if he could do it, I can do it.
So now I have to get there.
And it's a lot when you do it together, I have to say.
Oh, like, I know. I need to get him with me.
But not only that, like, I feel like this time, like, towards the end, my son is very attached to him. Like, when he's home in the morning, he wants daddy to change him. He wants daddy to feed him. He wants daddy to get his socks and shoes on. So it got to the point at the end of this where I, like, looked at him and I'm like, you're either going to have to get out of work at 7 and go to the gym, or you're going to have to come home and go right for your walk, because you can't be here in the morning. Like,
yeah.
The whole dynamic of the breakfast and the getting out of the house is just such a cluster to begin with. Like, I can't add that into the mix unless you're going right to bed.
Yeah.
Like, you got to figure something out because you can't be here.
Yeah.
So it was hard doing it with someone. And then, of course, like, he would come home, he would get up, he would do that. He'd go to sleep for a couple hours. He'd get up, he'd have to get his other one in. Or if he had to get up and go to a sport, and then he'd come home. Now he's home and the kids, like, want to hang out with him, or I'm getting ready to do dinner. And he's like, I got to go walk for 45 minutes. So I'd be like, all right, put Billy in the stroller. Go take him for a walk.
Yeah, like, take him with you.
Yeah. So it was nice doing it with him because it's the accountability, but it was hard.
Yeah, the balancing act.
It was hard. Because there was a lot of sacrifice I was making for myself, and then there was a lot of sacrifice I was making for him. And it was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like, oh my gosh. I'm but like over here trying to manage mine, and I'm like, I don't know how I would do that.
Like, we did it, though. We did it. And then after we were done, it was good. And it goes so quick. It really does.
You know, you think about 75 days, and you're like, oh my God. But then I think about how fast March went, even though I was hating March, obviously, you know why. There's like not a day off of school.
No.
And now we're in April.
And it's still freezing.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, welcome to New Jersey. So
this week's supposed to be nice.
Of course it is. Of course, because spring break is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had the rain and hurricanes, earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have tomorrow the solar eclipse.
Yeah. I heard about that.
There are so many mom groups.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, this is why, like, I'm an Instagrammer. Facebook I have for the PTA page, the Girl Scout page.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big Facebooker.
Are you taking your kid out early? I should take my kid out early. Are you going to do it? Oh, my God. What could happen? Da, da, da. And I'm over here like, I'm going to drive. I'm driving home at the peak of all this stuff. So I do have glasses.
I don't think you're going to go blind. That's another thing.
I'm not going to stare at it, but I have them just in case.
I feel like this happened not too long ago.
No, this was, when does this?
It was recent. And I feel like I'm kind of a rebel. I went outside and I looked and I'm still seeing you.
I was home and it was a couple of years ago, but it wasn't a total eclipse. It was,
like a partial eclipse.
Yeah. So I remember I did whatever they told, like I took my phone and I took a picture with my phone looking at it. And there was like a little crescent on my forehead. That was it. But it was also cloudy, so that's the other thing. If it's cloudy tomorrow, it's like, you're not
the full effect.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you nobody's going to go blind. I'm going to say that.
But
I'm
I also do now. Hope and pray that no one's staring at it. Because if
people will. People will for sure look at it and nobody's going to go blind.
You know what?
I'm telling you. Next maybe when you make the next episode, I want you to talk about the eclipse.
I'm gonna have the background total eclipse.
Oh yeah, you should intro that. Yeah.
So just for safety reasons, just don't look at and keep your animals inside, because animals are still not supposed to be out there during the eclipse. Yeah, they have the same like.
I'm glad we talked about this today. Then.
Yeah. Why are we gonna have yourself?
Sometimes I let the dog out.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought about, and then I actually there's a doctor I follow on TikTok. Reputable doctor, not like a TikTok doctor, and they're like, make sure the animals are inside as well, because they have a very similar makeup of the eyes, mm-hmm. and they could also damage their eyeballs. So
dogs especially are very like intuitive.
Yeah.
So my friend, when we were away this week, they have our dog's brother, we have theirs, obviously they're brothers, so when we go away they take our dog and vice versa. So our dog was there and she sent me a video and
the earthquake.
The earthquake, and you can see like her dog's lying on the couch and my dog was lying on the floor. He got up right before it hit. Like she sent me the video and she was like, he knew. Before it hit, he knew. And I'm like, that's wild. Like dogs sense things.
Well, yeah, and then they said too, talking about animals, mm-hmm. right before it's going to be super dark, you'll hear nothing but silence because the animals get confused and think it's nighttime where they essentially would go to sleep.
Right.
So the animals are going to get a little taste of daylight savings, if you will. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, they're going to think it's like time to go to bed. They'll mm-hmm. get really, really quiet. And then they're going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
So it's like this. You get home from dinner with your friends. Mm-hmm. You take your makeup off. And then your friends say, come back out. There's like a group of friends. We're going to go meet with them. And you're like, no.
I can't. I'm signing in tonight. Next time.
That's where I went. I don't know why.
I get it, though. It processed. I get it.
This whole road trip has been... So we started with colors, black and pink.
Cars.
Then leggings, we went jeans. Leggings, clothing. Then we went to Jerseylicious, Glam Fairy, husbands. Then we went fitness. Mm-hmm. Then we went with hair. Came back to fitness. Then we went with hair for deceased.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, we've been all over the place.
We're ending with the eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse. So I hope by your next episode, I'm telling you, if anybody has an experience, you need to be contacted about this.
If anyone levitates during the total eclipse.
Is that another thing? Do you remember how long ago was it? It was right before the shutdown, and everyone was like, this is why, because you guys did the brooms. Remember the broom?
No.
People were putting the brooms, standing up.
Stop.
But it happens anyways. It's like a thing. No.
There's also a lot of talk about people were going and asking Alexa. So sorry if you're listening at home or your Alexa's going off. Alexa! No, just kidding. I love doing that.
Should you look in the sun with an eclipse?
No, they're asking if we're going to die tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, I hear.
So I know you guys are hearing
that's
on...
That's for what is that? Patreon episode. That's another that's topic a for
yeah,
a Patreon
that's a, that's
episode.
That's a tea-spilling episode right there. That I really feel like if we get enough people polling, we have to do it.
We will definitely attract a certain audience.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a like it or don't.
I feel like we have to call it, like, spilling piping tea or something like, you know, spill the tea with me kind of thing. Mm. And then we could have people, like, call in.
Real
we could have people, like, send in emails.
Questions.
Yeah, questions. Like, we'll do a poll. Like, what do you think about the mom?
Do you think you should look into the sun?
Yeah. What do you think about the mom? Like, what kind of mom are you if you're taking your kids out of school tomorrow in fear yes. of the eclipse. And that's not judging you. Maybe it's you're just a concerned mom.
No.
Maybe you're a concerned mom.
Maybe. And then you're going to be regretting it because now you're going to be home with your kids extra.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
There goes, there goes your extra hour.
I should have just left them in school.
There goes your extra hour.
Yeah.
So nice.
Well, even like with the heat, I don't know if you remember when we first started school this year, there was, we had those half days because it was like 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it was gross. And it was disgusting.
There was people sending like group text messages like, are you sending your kids? Should we keep them home tomorrow? And I'm like, it's going to be hot at home too.
Well, you know what I think about too? When I first started teaching back in 1922, I was
crazy. You're 25 and you started teaching in 1922. I'm
a vampire. I was the second floor facing the blacktop.
Oh, so it was hot.
No air conditioning. Mm. No fans. Mm. So literally, I remember.
Was there air conditioning in 1922?
Nope. Nope. You did not. You just opened the window and hoped that hot breeze came and hit you.
Yeah.
I literally remember leaving work. First of all, chalk dust all over me because we had chalkboards.
And you were sweaty.
Soaked.
Ugh.
And back then, too, teaching attire was very different. Like, I can go a little more casual, comfy today. Right. Nope. Like, you're black like, dress pants, certain shoes. Yeah, I was like, it was disgusting. I was soaked. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Just, stay inside. Stay inside.
Where is it between what? 2:30 and 4?
Yeah, so they're saying it's this, like, gap, but the peak is around, like, 3:30 and change, and that's why they were concerned, because that's when the kids are getting out, or they'll be on the buses.
Yeah, the bus usually comes around that time.
Mm-hmm. So that, like, when they get off the bus, they'll be like, ah! You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know that in our school, they're giving out glasses.
Yeah, they're doing glasses. Mm-hmm. So I have two pairs of glasses. I have one for my daughter, which I kind of don't want her outside anyway because she's not going to abide by any rules. And I have one that I have because if I'm driving home, like, I know it's stupid, but, like, just to make sure.
So regular sunglasses aren't going to cut it?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Blue light glasses?
Nope.
You need these solar. It's a moneymaker.
I'm literally gonna
be scam. It's a scam.
I'm gonna set up my phone because I don't drive and text, and I'm gonna start my car, put my glasses on. I'll do a reel, and then I will drive.
These glasses are literally probably leftover wedding party glasses that they're just branding.
I don't even know what. I gotta look it up. But we have it from. Our physics teacher ordered them a couple years ago when we had this.
Yes.
And they're from, like, the science people, Flynn or something like that. So.
I'm going to text you tomorrow at, like, 4 o'clock and be like, how are the eyes doing?
I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to do a bunch of selfies.
Do you know how many selfies there's going to be with these glasses on?
Sun safety. Hashtag sun safety.
Hashtag eclipse of 2024.
Hashtag total eclipse of the sun.
With the song. You should background the song with a selfie of you and that hashtag.
What is the other, it's like the, da, na, 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 na. But what's the like, oh, wear your glasses so your eyeballs don't burst into flames anymore.
This could be like a thing. This could definitely be a thing.
Wait, hold on, we're going to do this together, ready? So I'm going to do the wear your glasses, you have to go, wear your glasses, okay. Wear your glasses, ready?
All right, ready?
Wear your glasses.
I'm telling you, next big thing.
It's a, what do they call it? The kids call it a bop. It's a bop.
Oh, I don't know the words that my, especially the one who's now in like the. It's not middle school. It's like upper elementary. It's weird, yeah. Right?
That's a bop.
Yeah, they come home with these words. Mom, you're so. Give me some riz, Mom.
What is that?
I don't know what riz is. Charisma. So, I think that's riz. Give me some riz.
The one time my student said something to me. I said, stop it right now. Knock it off. Like, we're not doing this. Knock it off.
I don't get the words.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
And then we finished with vocabulary.
See, I'm telling you, it went full circle. Riz.
I'm being very, very serious. If you guys want a Patreon subscription only spilling piping tea mom version, you have to email me. Because, like, I want to do it. Like...
We have a lot to cover.
I might get fired from my job. No, just kidding. I won't get fired from my job. I'll do hair and makeup with you on the deceased.
On the deceased. I'm telling you, it's
nails?
Not a
do
bad
they want game. Their nails? They get their nails painted.
Yeah, I don't do that. I've done the nails. I have. Okay. Like, when my friend goes away, I've done the nails.
Yeah.
That's definitely not as intricate as the makeup.
I'll do that. I used to be a massage therapist, too. Do they need...
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's my fun fact.
See, there's your fun fact. I feel like you have a lot of fun facts, though. Like, you'll post something, and I'm like, hmm. That's another thing. My friend always said she wanted to do something that was, like, topics. Things that make you go, hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh, that could be.
Things that make you go, hmm.
I'm going to do an episode. I have to do some recording another episode with someone, and I got to, like, chunk it because I want yours. Then I'm going to take a break, and then I'll do theirs. Maybe that in-between episode I'll do things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, things that make you go, hmm.
Christina does makeup for dead people.
Hair.
Hair. Oh, why did I say makeup?
It's not makeup fit mom. It's hair fit mom.
Hair fit mom / deceased. Crazy. You didn't break that, don't worry. I was like,
nervous? Yes, I was looking at this and I'm like, I don't even remember my name being up there.
So, like, I remember, I don't know what I did. I part of the desk is broken and I kind of looked at it and I'm like, she's probably really nervous right now.
No, I thought I did that. Oh, there you go. She needs a little glow. Actually, that was the one thing. When we got home from the road trip the other day after the earthquake hit, the one thing that was off that got broken was my daughter's trophy came down and, like, literally split.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't get it. Yeah. She's like, Ma, can you glue this? I'm like, I guess.
I kind of like it, you know, to make people nervous. So they think they broke it.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't notice that before.
It's fine. You didn't break it.
Okay, good.
Oh my God. Christina, I want to thank you so much. This has been,
thank you.
This has been, oh my God, I'm going to watch this. I have to sit back and watch it and I edit and everything.
Lots of editing.
I'm going to be cracking up.
It was a good time. It was a long time coming.
We did a nice full circle times 10.
Yeah.
I learned she does hair, not makeup, hair for dead people. Mm-hmm. We talked about a possible Patreon subscription to a sub series at 4.0 calling Spilling Hot Tea with Moms. We're going to come up with a better name for that.
Yeah, we've got to work on that.
Yeah, we're going to work on the name. We'll have to get a tea set. We're going to have to, like, jazz it up, do all that fun stuff. But, wait, it's yours. Yours is public, right? Your Instagram?
My Instagram's public.
But it's, like, the hair fit mom?
No, just hair underscore fit underscore
mom. Mm-hmm. So if you just look up hair fit mom, you should find her. But there's underscores under there.
Underscores.
Mm-hmm. And you're not on any other platforms, right?
No.
No TikTok?
No TikTok.
Yeah.
I watch it.
Yeah. It's a good time. I get lost in the TikTok.
You do. You go down the rabbit hole.
I feel like, though,
this is a big rabbit hole.
I feel like if you did, like, the hair and you just, like, didn't show their faces.
Oh, I don't know. It's such... Oh, I think that would be such a liability, though.
Like, probably. Yeah, because the mortician, I don't think she ever shows herself. She talks about what she does. So maybe you can talk about, like, hair products you use. Like, you know.
Yeah.
A great hold hairspray.
They're not moving. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. They're not moving. They're not moving.
If they are moving, I am not staying.
Nope. I'm not laughing. I want to thank you again.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I needed this time away.
I wish we had teacups to cling now. But again, hit me up on the email, thequeenbuzz@gmail.com, because I want to get this going. I feel like it needs to be, like, moments in time. We'll have, like, 5 spotlight moments for people who write in, call in, whatever it is, and we're just going to talk the mom talk.
Yeah.
You know, forget these Facebook groups. Join us here on the podcast as we spill tea and talk about mom stuff. Not bashing. We're just talking about mom stuff. We're being real. No sugar.
We're saying what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, sugar's bad anyway, so we're not sugarcoating anything.
No. We're mom coding.
We're not mom coding it. Mom coding.
We're mom speaking.
Mom, yeah. I like the mom coding.
Mom coding.
Yeah. Little mom coat.
A little mom twist on it.
Yeah, a little mom coat to your tea.
Mm.
No, that didn't work out.
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in here to the podcast. Every Thursday, a brand new episode. It's 4.0 in Life. Hit me up on the Instagram. It's thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. And yeah, let's talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends.
Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now. Ever wonder when you'll meet the right one? Guess what Cupid just delivered? Your perfect match. Earth Chimp Vegan Protein. From the first sip, it's a love story written in flavors, sprinkled with clean ingredients, 1 billion probiotics, and love for you and the environment. Chocolate, vanilla, and plain and unsweetened, all for a delicious taste. Head on over to earthchimp.com and use code thequeenbuzz.com. That's thequeenbuzz, D-O-T-com, in all capital letters. I promise, it's love at first taste.